Good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to share this week with you, the last week in August, and we're going to start a new month at the end of this week. So August is quickly slipping away from us. All right, today we're reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 1. God's saving word for today, again, is spiritual renewal. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul warns the Corinthians against pagan influences and encourages them to live in awe of God. So let's begin. Verse 14, "Do not try to work together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done. How can right and wrong be partners? How can light and darkness live together? All these promises are made to us, my dear friends. So then, let us purify ourselves from everything that makes body or soul unclean, and let us be completely holy by living in awe of God." All right, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Let us purify ourselves from everything that makes body or soul unclean, and let us be completely holy by living in awe of God. You know, this is a very short reading today, but in today's reading, Paul poses a series of questions to emphasize the need for Corinthian believers to avoid any corrupting influences from the Gentile world. All right. And, you know, I think that this is a very appropriate passage of scripture today, seeing as how the world seems to permeate almost everything about the church today. Or maybe the church has been giving in and surrendering its territory to the world. I don't know. But, you know, he just says that, you know, light has no fellowship with darkness, and how can wrong and right be partners? And so to reinforce his argument, Paul again quotes from the Hebrew scriptures in Leviticus chapter 26, and he talks about, keeping ourselves clean, our bodies and souls clean from the things that will corrupt us. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, when I am faced with temptation, empower me with weapons of the Spirit and help me to resist all that is evil. Purify me from everything that would make my body or soul unclean, so that I may live a life that is holy and in awe of you. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together today, church. Tomorrow we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, where the Apostle Paul hears about the church in Corinth, and what he hears cheers him up. All right. God bless. You just keep trusting God for the answer to your prayer. And like we've been learning almost every Sunday in church, be it unto you according to your faith. And so you just keep trusting in God, and he's going to come through for you. God bless.